Hi, welcome to Leader Feeder. I'm Suzanne here with Kirk, and today we are talking about how to assess your leader's confidence levels.
We are. Yep.
So how would you assess your leader's confidence levels?
You're getting right into it, eh, Suzanne?
Yeah, I want to know.
Down to the dirt.
Is your team confident?
That's right, yeah. So first of all, there's a lot of ways you can assess a leader's level of confidence. We're going to talk specifically in this episode more about how to assess their leadership skills rather than more of their technical skills that they might need to do for their job. Yeah, that's right. I mean, we focus on leadership. There's probably sometimes easier ways to actually assess technical skill, because if you have a task that they're supposed to be able to do, like running a particular machine, or doing a certain check, then you can have a very clear checklist that's sort of like, did this happen? Did this happen? Did these steps happen? Mm-hmm. I actually think when it comes to leadership development and so leadership skills, it can actually be trickier. And the reason I say that is because we're talking about a lot of abstract things. So you might be asking for their confidence level on how to manage a conflict. And you could argue there's a lot of different ways to manage a conflict. And it could be different with every person that you're dealing with. Whereas in a lot of other manufacturing kind of components, it's more about consistency and doing the same thing the same way every single time. But when we talk about leadership development, we need to recognize that I think the expression is different strokes for different folks, right?
Okay, yeah.
The idea that everyone's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And so how to motivate someone might be different from one person to the other. How to manage conflict with a more passive person is different than a more aggressive person. How to give feedback to someone might be different depending on how new they are to the team, their past experience. So all of that to say is it's going to be a little bit, I think, trickier, but we can still do it and we still want to do it.
Right.
It's still important to do it. So your question was, how do we actually do it? Well, I think there's a number of ways. And one of the ways you can do it is by something a bit more anonymous. So for example, if you have a department of 10 or 15 people or a team of 10 or 15 or 20 people, something like an anonymous survey is a good starting point.
Okay.
So you want to ask them questions about their confidence level. Right? How are you at this task or that task or, you know, taking care of this thing or that thing? One thing I would recommend is making it specific. If I just say, how confident are you in your ability to manage conflict? Well, I might think to myself, well, I mean, I manage them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't necessarily know whether I manage them well or not well or any of that, but it gets done. So I'm going to say I'm confident in it. So I think that when possible, you want to be as specific as possible. So it's not just how well do you manage conflict?
Mm-hmm.
But how well do you manage conflict that leads to, you know, a constructive outcome or a win-win outcome?
Okay.
So even they have to think, oh, how often is it that in a conflict, both people feel like they got something out of it versus how often do I end a conflict by just saying, this is what's going to happen. You're going to do this, you're going to do this. And both people maybe feel like they're losing, right? So I think one thing is about if you're going to do something like a survey, it's really specific.
Okay.
But I think that's a starting point, because then you could get a gauge of your team's levels. You could say, oh, overall, my team feels really good at this thing, doing this thing. They maybe don't feel as confident with maybe communicating effective messages or being able to filter messages that get brought down from management. There's an example.
Yeah.
So, or communicating their priorities for the day to their team, right? So really specific is going to be better, but that's a starting point. I think another way is, and an additional way, I don't mean either or, but in addition to something like a more anonymous survey, is talking about one-on-one conversations. So I sit down and in a check-in meeting, I'm talking with them, and it's not necessarily a performance review, but it's saying, how well do you do this? Talk to me about your experience with providing feedback in the moment. Talk to me about how you think you're doing. Is that something you feel particularly confident with? Is that something you want support with? So that's the second piece to it, I would say, is those follow-up conversations are going to be a really good way to, maybe not follow-up, but those conversations are going to be a really good way to assess as well.
Okay. So would you say that you would start with a survey, and then once you assess those answers, then you would just, and would you sit down with each of your team members? Would you pick a few? Does it depend on how big your team
is? If you can sit down with all of your team members, I think that's not only good for assessing their confidence and their leadership skills. I think that's just a good practice in general to take time to sit down with all of your employees. I know of a company in Western Canada, and their managers are required to do a half-hour check-in with each of their staff every day.
Wow.
Now, that to me seems like a lot. That's pretty excessive. Maybe not excessive, but that seems like a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you know, no employee there, because I know a couple of people that work there, none of them feel like they don't get enough face time with their manager.
Okay.
None of them feel as though they're not heard or seen by their manager. And I should mention that they have a number of remote employees as well. So that can be a particular challenge is staying connected to remote workers. But because of this company's policy of, you know, a 30-minute check-in every day, you know, that make sure that almost every day the manager's check or every day the manager is checking in. So I think that might be a little bit much.
And maybe that check-in, though, it might not always be about the same thing, I'm guessing. If you're checking in with someone, it might be about every day, each 30 minutes. Okay.
That's right. So I think, when you can assess, when you can, you know, meet with them regularly, and when you can, if you can meet with everybody on your team, awesome. If you're able to meet with at least a good chunk of the people on your team, I think that's good too. You know, and we're still talking kind of the specifics of leadership confidence. I think you do want to try to meet with everybody. And whether it happens before or after a survey, I would usually say probably after makes more sense because you get the general consensus or general idea and then you kind of build from that. Okay. But it's not the wrong way either to meet one-on-one and then do a more, you know, anonymous survey.
Okay. Yeah. Those seem like kind of difficult to gauge, right, in ways. Well, I shouldn't say to gauge, but difficult to get all these answers, compile all that data, then you're sitting down with everybody, you know, a lot of work's going into it. So you have all of this, but how would you then improve people's confidence levels?
It's an interesting thing because confidence, especially if you're going to send, so if I'm going to send you an assessment or a survey or whatever, and I'm going to say, I want you to assess your confidence level on these things.
I say, I'm great at everything.
Yeah, you might do that for sure. On the flip side, you might say you're really bad at everything, which hopefully you wouldn't, but that might happen too. Hopefully you're realistic.
Self-aware, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
Like, yes, you really want to sit down and make sure that you're taking the time to them, you know.
That's exactly right, yeah. So how do you actually improve it? Well, it's getting a sense of where do they feel their confidence is at? And then I think chatting with them about where or how they want to improve it, right? So if I, let me give you an example. If someone says, I'm not very good at managing conflict, you know, it's been identified in this team that generally managing conflict is a weak point that I want to improve. Obviously, I have the option to just go and find some sort of, you know, training that will improve that. But I actually think the better idea is to then go back to the team and say, hey, we've identified that managing conflict seems to be maybe a weak point on our team, something that we maybe want to improve on. Our confidence level relative to managing conflict seems to be pretty low. What would you like to do to get better at it? Or what do you think it is that's causing us to not be good at it? And what I mean by that is it might be, they might say, for example, well, I tend to avoid conflict because I don't want to deal with it. It's something that's kind of messy and I don't want to touch it. Mm-hmm. Or it might be, I tend to get really aggressive in conflicts. So then when I'm trying to resolve the conflict, I just kind of dole out what's going to happen and I tell everyone to get back to work.
Right.
Or it might be, I want everyone to be happy. And so I end up not really resolving it because I can't come to a conclusion that kind of moves things forward because I'm just trying to keep everybody happy. Or maybe that really resolves the conflict. Someone else might say, I deal with it, but then it comes back a month later. So I'm not very good at resolving conflict sort of long term. So there's lots of different pieces, even within something like your ability to manage conflict. And I think if you go back to your team and you're saying, what is it do you think that's stopping you from being able to manage conflict better, right? Then you can address the situation address that skill in a specific way. Mm-hmm. And so not only then do you know the specific, I guess, piece of conflict management that needs to change in order for them to do it better, right? Mm-hmm. But you also know, maybe you can ask about how do you want to be trained on it? For example, a lot of training programs might be a simulation, maybe something experiential, maybe there's some role play, maybe there's more classroom, sort of lecture style. You can talk to them about that because some people get really turned off by role playing. They say, oh, this feels really inauthentic. Right. I don't like it. It feels weird. Yeah. Other people really like it because they say this gives me the experience of what it will actually feel
puts
like
in
the situation.
Real life scenario,
So I think talking to your team and saying what would be the best thing for you, what would you prefer in terms of a training method? Mm-hmm. You know, they're not always necessarily going to pick the thing that's best. They might pick the thing that might be most comfortable to them or maybe most familiar to them. But at least you're getting their opinion. And if they're saying, you know, we actually think some role play would be good because we find in the moment we're not sure what to say and we're not sure what to do and we kind of freeze, then maybe role play is a great option. Mm-hmm. But if they're saying, well, we don't really understand why conflict happens in the first place, then maybe you do need a little bit of sort of in-class theoretical piece, as it were, to first understand why is conflict happening to then be able to deal with it.
Okay.
So I think talking to your people to find out those two pieces. A, dive into the more specifics of that skill and kind of why is it a weakness and why is it an area for improvement and why aren't they very confident in it? And B, how do they think they would benefit, or rather, how do they feel they would best improve in it? What method of learning would they prefer?
Right. Okay. No, that's great information.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about, we use the term confidence, like a leader's confidence in their skills. And that's a new thing that I've heard recently in the last couple of years. Is there a reason why we say, you know, or frame it in a way of how confident are you in this, as opposed to just being like, are you good at this or not good at this?
Mm.
Is there a reason behind why we specifically use the word confidence?
Hmm. That's a great question. And I don't know that I have a concrete answer for you as to sort of when the shift happened or why it happened per se. But I do think one thing that, you know, one thing going from are you good at this, are you not good at this, it goes from a yes or no question to an open-ended sort of a rating question of how good are you at this. So again, are you good at managing conflict? Yes or no? If those are my options, it's either yes, I'm good, or no, I'm not. That's a doesn't leave much
very
wiggle
broad,
room,
right?
That's
pretty
very
broad.
Specific.
Yeah.
Whereas how good are you, or how confident are you, rather, if I'm given a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you at giving feedback in the moment?
Right.
If I pick a 10 versus a 3 versus a 1 versus a 4, you know, I think do more with that information.
Interesting.
And I think the interesting thing about asking about are you good at, right, versus what's your confidence level,
or like
I think there's something, there's something more personal about the confidence level. And I think perhaps, again, I don't know for sure, but perhaps it causes us a bit more self-reflection, right? How good am I, you know, how confident am I in that? Do I feel really confident about that?
Yeah.
So if we're really taking the time to reflect before we, you know, while we're doing the whether it's a survey or assessment to actually get that skill level, I think it causes us a bit more reflection perhaps.
Yeah, this is all great information.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. It's always fun to sit down and chat with
you. Yeah, likewise.
Thanks for listening to an episode of Leader Feeder. I hope you have a great day and see you next time.